With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Two people walking down the road are the latest victims in another hit and run. Shortly after 1:40 a.m. on Saturday, police officers responded to a report of a collision on North Sound Road involving a Honda Fit and two pedestrians. The victims were walking near Seymour Drive when the car left the roadway, slammed into a post, and hit the pedestrians in the process before driving off. Emergency medical services attended the location and provided medical attention to the pedestrians who received injuries. Shortly afterward, the involved vehicle was located by police and the driver was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and other traffic offenses. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says a breath test was conducted on the driver with results 3 times above the legal limit. On April 21st, cyclist Per Undheim was killed in a hit-and-run along Bodentown Road near Lake Destiny Drive. 4 days later, a cyclist was severely injured in another hit-and-run near Smith Barkadeer. A 33-year-old man was arrested in relation to Mr. Unheim's death, and a 20-year-old woman was arrested by police in relation to the April 25th hit-and-run. In other police news, officers responded to a report of an attempted armed robbery at a restaurant in Marquee Plaza on Lawrence Boulevard just before 4 a.m. on Saturday. A masked man who appeared to be carrying a gun reportedly approached the business and was confronted by a security guard, ending in a scuffle with a suspect being injured. He then took off, leaving behind a loaded firearm, which police later recovered. No shots were fired and no other injuries were reported. Police ultimately tracked down the man they believed is responsible along Esterly Tibbetts Highway, holding him until emergency responders arrived. He was carried to the hospital and treated for serious injuries. Police say his car was recovered and searched, with officers finding suspected ganja, ammunition, and a knife. Both matters are currently under investigation. And in other news, cabinet ministers begin their first week in their official capacities following the assignment of responsibilities announced Friday under the leadership of the Premier, the Honorable Andre Ebanks, who will oversee the Cabinet Office and the Ministry of Financial Services and Commerce. CIGTV's Laveda Thompson has more.
Honorable Gary Rutte has been appointed Deputy Premier and Minister for Tourism and Trade Development. The remaining ministerial appointments include Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes as Minister for Health, Environment and Sustainability, Honorable Ralston Anglin as Minister for Finance and Economic Development and Education and Training, Honorable Nicholas Da Costa as Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs, Honorable J. Ebanks as Minister for Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure, Honorable Isaac Rankin as Minister for Social Development and Innovation and Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage, Honorable Michael Miles as Minister for Caymanian Employment and Immigration. Additionally, 3 parliamentary secretaries have been appointed to support ministerial work. Ms. Heather Bodden, who will be responsible for social development, education and training and tourism, Mrs. Julie Hunter, supporting planning, lands, agriculture, housing and infrastructure, education and training, culture and heritage, and the Honorable Wayne Panton, who will handle Caymanian employment and immigration, infrastructure, health, environment and sustainability, financial services and commerce. Premier Ebanks expressed his belief in his cabinet to effectively lead their assigned portfolios.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The United States and China have agreed to slash their reciprocal tariffs by 115 percentage points. That reduces most US tariffs to 30% and Chinese duties to 10. The PKK has announced it's ending its 40-year armed struggle in Turkey. The organization was founded with the aim of creating an independent Kurdish state. Hamas is about to free the Israeli-American hostages. Idan Alexander, the Israeli Prime Minister, said the release would not lead to a ceasefire or the freeing of Palestinian prisoners. A new report says the entire population of Gaza is at critical risk of famine. According to a global hunger scale, 500,000 people are facing starvation. Russian airstrikes have been continuing in Ukraine despite demands for a 30-day ceasefire. President Zelensky has accepted Vladimir Putin's proposal for direct talks. It's not clear if Mr. Putin will attend. Poland is closing the Russian consulate in Krakow after blaming Moscow for a massive fire at a Warsaw shopping centre last year. The Prime Minister, Donald Tusk, said it was an act of sabotage. British veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have told the BBC they saw their colleagues in the special forces murder civilians and children. The British government says anyone with evidence should contact a public inquiry. BBC News.